Hi, this is Oliver, and welcome to the Solution Loans podcast. Today, we're going to talk about multi-car insurance, something that's been pushed more and more on TV and in media. You may already have a policy, or you may be thinking about it, but are they a good idea? Multi-policies normally offer all the same benefits as a regular policy, but extend it to multiple cars. The only condition most insurers apply to the insured vehicles is that they must all be registered at the same address. While this it sounds like a great deal, some policies don't always have the best reputation. So what are the pros and cons of multi-car insurance? Well, let's go through the pros first. First of all, a discount. One of the major reasons to invest in multi-car insurance is the discount that it offers on the total premium. You can save several hundred pounds by insuring numerous cars under one policy. If you don't get the deal you are hoping for when you inquire about one, then haggle. Most insurance will be willing to increase the discount if you're insuring a number of cars with them. Second benefit is it's a simple process. With a multi-car policy, you only have one set of paperwork to complete. There's only one renewal date for the policy, and you only have to worry about making one set of payments. This can make organising car insurance a lot less of a hassle if you have many cars. Rather than individual policies, each with their own paper to sign, payments to cover, family of cars can be covered in one go. Also, if you're a parent, then this brings the benefit of knowing that everyone driving a car and living at home is insured. Third then, the more cars you add, the better the discount. Multi-car insurance works better when there are more cars. You could save up to 20% if everyone in the household is insured on one policy, and you have more than two cars. This is because it's more beneficial for insurers to offer a discount and sign up the whole family than to have only one policyholder insuring their car with them. As many of us stay with the same insurer for years, these companies are willing to offer discounts to create a new generation of customers. And finally, different drivers is fine. The only requirement for multi-car insurance is that the cars are registered at the same address. It makes no difference if the car has different main and name drivers. So, are multi-car policies all rosy? Or are there some downsides? Well, we've identified a number of downsides that you ought to consider. First is the renewal date, the one renewal date. When you're insuring multi-car insurance, all the car policies in the house suddenly have the same renewal date. Not only that, but the premium you need to pay will be significantly larger. If you've been used to spreading out the payments for different policies, this can come as something of a financial shock. So if you're considering switching to a multi-car policy, make sure you factor this into your budgets. The second downside is that discounts can vary. It's worth shopping around, as some multi-car insurance policies don't offer particularly impressive discounts. You should note that those homes with just two cars, for example, won't see such a huge discount. It's still a good idea to look at individual policies for your household cars. Depending on factors such as where you live and how many cars you have, individual policies might still be cheaper. Third factor is risk assessment. The insurance premium you pay is based on a risk assessment of everyone being covered. So if you have someone in the household who counts as high risk, this can really push up the premium. High risk drivers are those who have accidents or incidents in their driving history. Very young or very old drivers are also considered to be a high risk. Traffic violations, driving under the influence, or never having had insurance before can also make a high risk driver. If there is a high-risk driver in your household, then separate insurance policies might be the smarter way forward. And finally, some drivers simply won't be covered. Some insurance companies simply spike the price for a high-risk driver. Others won't offer any discount at all if a driver has problems, such as driving under the influence. It's important to make sure that you have all the information on those covered under the policy before you buy it. Anything that is withheld could cause serious issues further down the line. In a worst case scenario, an insurer may simply refuse to pay out. So, thanks for listening. Hope you found this podcast useful. And do check back because we regularly upload new content.